big sky, big potential. In association with Mills and Reeve, this is Eastern Promise. Achieving more together. Or 100 not out. The Eastern Promise podcast is galloping towards its 100th episode. Such a milestone deserves a marker of sorts. Some point to reflect on how far we've come and where we're going next. But what should that be? There's only one team I'd ever trust to tell me. It's...
Crowd Sorcery.
Yes, Crowd Sorcery. Now, you may not know this, but I also produce a podcast for the University of East Anglia's Civic UEA program, which I enjoy doing immensely, especially as I get to work with my podcasting buddy, Dr. Johanna Forster, Pro Vice Chancellor for Civic at the UEA and Associate Professor in the Environment and Global Development. Says Johanna, what an achievement, Mike. Cheers to that milestone. Thank you, Johanna, and I look forward to our next recording soon. You can find the Civic UEA podcast by going to civicuea.podbean.com. I'm afraid I am just big-headed enough to include the following tribute from our dear friend Saul Humphrey, Managing Partner at Saul D. Humphrey LLP, brackets, Certified B Corp, Professor at Anglia Ruskin University, Chair of Institute of Directors Norfolk, and a Non-Executive Director to boot. Mike, quite an achievement. Well done, sir. As for number 100, how about a call to HRH? Now, I presume you don't mean HR Haulage of Derby, Saul, since I'm marginally more likely to get a response from them. Our good friends at Mills and Reeve have several suggestions, meanwhile. Firstly, Gemma Hoskins, Senior Business Development Advisor, who uses an emoji in her message, which I have translated into sound for you. Let's see if you can spot it. Sounds like a good excuse for 100 glasses of... to me. Thank you, Gemma. And now Deborah Dawson, bridging legal solutions with new partnerships for Mills and Reeve. Lots of ways to celebrate, Mike. Well done you for reaching your imminent milestone. Incredible achievement. Okay, says Deborah, my two penny worth of suggestions. Number one, you could take your top five highest downloaded episodes and take snippets from each one. A great reflection on some of the amazing and diverse conversations you've had and a way to go back through some really insightful interviews. I like it. Number two, also get your loyal listeners to interact. They could leave a voice message on why they've loved listening to your podcast. A good way of getting listeners actively involved in the 100th episode. Okay, folks, you've heard it here first. Send me your centenary messages of joy and love for the East of England and why you enjoy listening to this podcast. You can DM me with an audio message on LinkedIn or also through DMs on LinkedIn. Ask to become a part of the Crowd Sorcery...
Crowd Sorcery.
Thank you. The Crowd Sorcery WhatsApp group and send a message that way. Go on. You know you want to. Meanwhile, Tarquin Bennett-Coles, Senior Partner at SCI Partners, Advisor for Little Bean Journey, Pro Bono Mentor for the Homerton Changemakers and Careers in Healthcare Supporter for the MBA and EMBA students at the Judge Institute, has a much more worthy suggestion. A blood donation drive from 100 people, one pint per episode. I will start with one this Friday. Congratulations, Mike Rigby. And dear listener, he did. Congratulations, Tarquin. We salute you for your 93rd donation. And if you make it to 100, I'm definitely going to join you. And now, let's head over to the Crowd Sorcery WhatsApp group and see what wisdom emerges from the Crowd Sorcerer Supreme, who are rewarded for their hard work with their very own jingle, thus.
The Crowd Sorcerers Supreme!
First of the Supremes is Paula Beckenstein, MCIM, Commercial Biopharma Executive, Senior Advisor, Board Director, Mentor, Serial Connector, Relentless Optimist. Impressive milestone, Mike. Time to reflect, enjoy, and celebrate all the new friends you've made along the way. Hashtag party. As a huge fan of the work Paula does alongside Hazel Jones and Lee Pugh as the Connexon Supergroup for Life Sciences and Biopharma, I can tell you, few people know how to organise a party like they do. High praise, meanwhile, is lavished upon this very podcast by previous guest and all-round wonderful person, Dr. Tammy Dugan, Life Sciences and Healthcare Partnerships Lead at the University of Cambridge, superconnector and leader. It's been such an exciting journey to this point. Do we have a top 10 out of the 100? We may well, Tammy, we may well, and your episode may well be amongst them. My favourites are when I stop thinking about making a podcast and I'm just swept up by what I'm seeing and hearing. That's when I enjoy it most. And on that note, I shall now go and talk to my preteen daughter in order to quickly reverse the massive swelling of my ego. That'll do it for sure. Before I do, let me thank our infrastructure panel once again. Professor Nick Talbot, Phil Courtier, James Orflat and Tristan Fisher, plus a fleeting but nonetheless special guest, Councillor Lisa Overton-Neal of South Norfolk Council, to Andrew Stronach of the Quadrum Institute, our own Ms. Marvel, Sally Osborne, and Engineer 49, the last survivor of a genetic experiment to combine the DNA of Mozart, Barnes Wallace, the Honey Monster, and every roadie ever. And lastly, thank you to you for listening. I truly appreciate your company, and we'll be back very soon with the Innovation Panel. Until then, bye for now. To hear other episodes of the Eastern Promise podcast and to find out more about what we do, go to our website at easternpromise.org.uk. Eastern Promise is a Prior's Croft production in association with Mills and Reeve, achieving more together.